Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative McPeak for a special presentation.
Representative McPeak, you're recognized.
Go ahead. Yeah, there you go. We have the three of us tonight, for all of the rest of you out there, have a very special award to make tonight that's never been made in the history of this body in all its time. Something very unique and very special. I think all of you will certainly appreciate it. Yep. Well, there's just times when things happen that everything you do, you know, it's just going to turn out right. Like if you run an OLAP bill, you run something that's good for the children and good for the Chamber of Commerce and good for everything, and then, you know, you find that the Masonic Lodge is against it or something like that. And, you know, when you run a string of things like that, well, I'll have another story for you right here. You, Copeland, you have a story for about, don't you?
Well, the recipient of this award is a very unique individual, and he's brought a lot to this this body, and I've known him for quite some time. He is one of the veterinarians that we have as a member of this body, and he was telling a story that's very prophetic of this award. He had gotten a call from an individual who had a cow in labor, and he went out to make the call, and when he arrived, the storm clouds were gathering, and it was starting to thunder, and there was one tree in the pasture, and they had this individual roped, this cow roped and tied to the tree. So he pulled up, and along with the clouds came the thunder, and everybody knows what accompanies thunder. And being the lone tree in the pasture, he realized that there could be some danger involved in getting out and doing what was necessary to be done. So being the very intelligent individual he is and the kind of legislator that we've all come to know of him, he decided that he should call his wife first and make sure all his life insurance was paid up before he got out to do the service. But I'm not going to tell the rest of the story. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. McMullen, and he can finish with the presentation.
All right. Well, members, if any of you in this room don't know who we're talking about, well, you haven't been paying very close attention the last couple of years, and this awards presentation has drug off far long enough. So without further ado, it is our pleasure to present to you the first annual Lightning Rod Award to the Lightning Rod man himself, Dr. Brian Reniger.
Now, on this award, you'll have the, we thought about making co-winners with Dr. Denny, because it has a puppy down here, and then we've got a cow up here, and then we've got a horse with a toothbrush right here. It covers pretty much everything, but maybe you can win it next year, Dr. Denny.
Yay!
Thanks for nothing.
Mr. Folditor.